A championship rematch 5 years in the making is officially on the docket. Cavalry FC earned its spot in the Canadian Premier League playoff final versus Forge FC with a gritty 2-1 result in the semi-final on Saturday afternoon at Spruce Meadows over a Pacific FC squad riding a wave of postseason momentum. "They're a terrific side and it's one of those where we keep writing new history," said Cavalry FC head coach Tommy Wealdon Jr. "That's what we've done tonight, we've buried a ghost of the past. It is around Halloween time, so there's another ghost to be buried, and what better way to do it than to go to Tim Hortons Field? They've won 3 out of 4 playoff trophies, why not go win it in their house? And we believe that we can." The visitors entered the elimination contest on the heels of 2 playoff wins in a 4-day period over York United at home and on the road at the Halifax Wanderers. For the Cavalry, it was a case of needing to rebound from its 2-1 defeat to Forge 1 week prior. And rebound they would. On Saturday, the hosts carried the play in the early going with William Akio providing a ton of energy on the left. Sergio Camargo got the best early opportunity on a half volley on the second phase of a free kick which was well denied by Pacific FC goalkeeper Emil Gazdov. Eric Kobza had his header on the ensuing corner sail just over the crossbar. The pressure paid from set pieces in the 27th minute. The Cavalry's 2 finalists for Corporal Player of the Year linked up with Ali Mus-Feathering in a free kick from the right flank for centre-back Don Klomp to connect with his trademark powerful header. In the 62nd minute, Mus went from provider to talisman. A well-worked corner kick from Fraser Aird saw the winger sneak into open space for a left-footed strike which deflected off a Pacific defender and into the back of the net. "I'm fortunate to have a really good coaching staff around me, on those attacking set plays, that Leon Hapgood, Daniel Hutchins take care of," added Wealdon Jr. "Mus's delivery has been brilliant this year, the guys know their roles, Don Klomp's a threat, Charlie, Trafford, Kobza, Callum Montgomery, coming in. That was a well-worked one and we knew that if we kept putting them in there we had a high volume and something was going to click, the second one with Fraser Aird, that was the tactical difference and ends up winning us the game. Credit to our staff and credit to our players." Needing to strike back, the visitors got on the board within 5 minutes. Experienced winger Kakuta Mana found room on the left, cut inside and fired a shot off the post and in to get Pacific within 1. In stoppage time, a number of equalizing opportunities presented themselves with Carducci coming up clutch to deny Adonija Reed on the back door with a reactive leg save. "We need to improve, we need to learn, we need to grow," said Pacific FC head coach James Merriman. "We were top 2 in this league for 24 of 28 weeks, so fine margins. We took the long route in the playoffs, but we showed our spirit to deal with some adversity in the first 2 matches. Cavalry has had an excellent season, they've been the most consistent team, especially towards the end, they had good confidence and a great fanbase here. It's not an easy place to come to play and it's been difficult for us this season." Forge FC, 3-time Corporal Champions, defeated the Cavalry in the first playoff final in league history in 2019 at Spruce Meadows. Cavalry FC, the regular season champions, will be looking to become the first team to win the double as league and playoff title holders in the same season. "We're enjoying this writing new history," Wealdon Jr. said. "No team has ever won the double, so why not us?" The Corporal Playoff Final is October 28, a 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time kickoff at Hamilton's Tim Hortons Field. For more information, visit cavsfc.com.